With another area of low pressure zipping through the region today, most likely just south of the I-90 corridor this afternoon. We started the day with a wintry mix of rain, freezing rain, and some sleet in spots. Moving into the afternoon, it'll become mainly rain, although some pockets of freezing rain and or sleet will remain possible as some of the low-level cold air is a hard time being dislodged and letting the full changeover to that cold rain happen in earnest. Even with that changeover, it'll be short-lived, however, as colder air once again comes racing into the region, and some additional light accumulations may be possible in the western and southern Adirondacks and western Mohawk Valley later tonight. Some sleet may mix in and cut back on any potential accumulations in spots once again. The associated cold front will sweep through later this evening with a full return to wintry precipitation before it comes to an end heading into Christmas Eve Sunday. Another fast-moving system will head toward the region Christmas Eve night and into Christmas morning with a little more light snow to, make it look a little extra festive. In the wake of that system, significantly colder air will begin to filter into the region, and we'll see 2017 ending on a bitterly cold Arctic note later in the week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms across northern Alabama, part of Middle Tennessee, and into far northwest Georgia. Isolated damaging winds will be possible across part of the Tennessee Valley region, as a potential for thunderstorms spread from the mid-south into the mid-Atlantic region during the day. A shortwave trough currently moving through New Mexico per water vapor imagery is expected to de-amplify during the day as it advances quickly to the east and northeast from the Ozarks to southern New England by later this evening. A surface low located over the Tennessee and southeast Kentucky area will track through the central Appalachians to New Jersey by this evening as well, with a trailing cold front advancing east across the central Gulf Coast region into the mid-Atlantic and southeast states. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a low on Friday of 25 below at Big Black River in Maine to a high of 90 degrees in Edinburg, Texas. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, we'll have some rain around early, a high temperature near 50 degrees. In Boston, freezing rain early, then rain with areas of fog, a high near 40 degrees. And in Buffalo, freezing rain possible early, mixed in with some sleet, then some snow, high near freezing. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 33 degrees with a record of 64 set in 1990. Normal minimum temperature is 19 degrees with a record of 12 below set in 1955. Sunrise and sunset data for today, December the 23rd, 2017. Sunrise at 7:23 a.m. and sunset will come at 4:26 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Freezing rain and then rain in the afternoon. Some light accumulation is possible. It will be cool, but not as cold, with highs in the mid-30s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, some snow or rain this evening. Little or no accumulation. It'll be cold with lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and a mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, we'll have some rain around this afternoon, highs in the upper 30s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, rain likely this evening, then partly cloudy overnight. It'll be cold with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, some freezing rain in the morning, then snow in the afternoon. We could see some light additional snow accumulations with about a tenth of an inch of ice possible. Highs in the mid-30s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, snow mainly this evening. Could pick up another inch of snow or so. It'll be cold with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, including Middletown, the Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, freezing rain changing over to plain old rain with highs in the upper 30s, mostly cloudy with rain likely or a chance of snow this evening. It'll be cold with lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, freezing rain changing to plain old rain with highs in the upper 30s. And for tonight, mostly cloudy with some rain or a chance of snow this evening. Otherwise, it'll be cold with lows in the upper 20s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Sunday, mostly cloudy and cold, highs in the upper 20s to mid-30s. Cloudy with some light snow Christmas, mid-20s to low 30s. And Tuesday, mostly cloudy, even colder, highs in the upper teens to mid-20s. Continually getting colder Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs in the teens to near 20. Highs in the teens on Thursday under mostly sunny skies. Back to partly sunny for Friday with highs in the single digits to the mid-teens. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.